Hello there, and welcome to the General Knowledge Force. I'm your main man, Kevin, here to tell you what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to go into cannabis. Yep, exactly, that's it. The drug that you wish was legal by now, and can't believe it's still not. We're going to go all into this, what it is, why it's still not legal, and what are some of the impacts on society when it does finally become legal. All right, guys, we're so excited for you to be here today, and get ready for this journey to unfold. Hello, hello, hello. It's your main man, Kevin, here with my best pal, my best man, my best dude, Shane. Shane, say hello to everybody.
How you doing, everybody?
All right. Shane, are you ready to do a podcast today?
I'm ready to do a podcast. Are you ready to do a podcast?
Oh my gosh, I am so ready to do a podcast. Let's do it. All right, guys. So as I said earlier, we're going to go into the topic of cannabis. Now, Shane, I know my first question for you is, what is cannabis?
Cannabis is a plant, Kevin.
It's a plant.
It's a plant. So,
what could be so bad about a plant, right?
Absolutely, right? Like, Jesus. Well, hemp. See, this is where I'm at, Kevin. I don't even know what to think about because there's nothing really to explain. It's just this mystical thing that just grew out of the ground one day. And everyone decided, oh, crap, look. This shit makes you a little woozy.
Yeah, right? They're like, oh, what if we did take this and treat it like how we do tobacco and smoke it?
Right. Like, so, like, some native at some point in time ended up finding it and either ate it or did something, smoked it, traded it as tobacco, found out it's some sort of spiritual thing that allows them to connect with shit. But
oh, I believe that. Yeah, with the hallucinations that it can make you experience. Well, they're not really hallucinations. That's a pretty far.
That's if you take an extravagant amount of THC and you have zero tolerance, you will get little hallucinogenic effects. It will happen because it's a minor hallucinogen.
Yeah.
But so let's get out of the the narcotic-y portion of it, even though you could never call it that. Somehow it's still classified as a narcotic, but it's not.
And then that's the frustrating thing. Like, there's so much research out there that points to cannabis being something that's actually, like, pretty healthy for you. The only, like, really downside is, like, maybe if you're smoking before you're 18, before your brain fully develops, it might, like, hurt you a little bit there.
Right. Then they've done some more studies, and they've shown that it doesn't actually affect your intellectual development as a teenager, well, as an adolescent. Smoking marijuana, even in heavy use, it doesn't really affect your intellectual capabilities later on in life.
Oh, it does not. Oh, okay. Wow.
Which that's good, but at the same time, I mean, you could always overindulge.
Yeah, just like you can overindulge in everything.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. Like, people forget that. Like, you know, you can eat too many, you know, chicken fingers.
Right.
Any place.
Literally.
Like, too much fast food, too much alcohol. Like, you're going to overindulge in literally anything, and then it can be classified as bad for you. And it's just, this is just one of those other things. Like, I feel like when it comes to cannabis, especially when it comes from the government perspective or the legal side, they're just trying to find whatever reason they can to really demonize it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the term marijuana wasn't even a term used until they were trying to demonize it to throw everyone who was using it in jail,
right. You know? So, I mean, it was just hemp and, like, hemp flour. And, like, hemp is very good. You can use, I mean, shit, you can make paper. You can make rope.
Dude, you can make clothes. Make milk.
Milk.
I've seen hemp milk before.
Yeah, it's like the plant protein, same as, like, soy milk. You just make it out of the seeds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's a food source. It's a source of clothing and textiles. You can use it as, a medical thing. It helps with all types of any type of, like, mental issue, PTSD, you have seizures, you've got nerve damage, you've got, there's a myriad of issues that CBD and THC both, like, help with. So, I don't know how it got so demonized.
Yeah.
It's so strange. And I feel like it was just, like, you know, alcohol back in the day, like, they had to, like, regulate it. And tax it. That's why you're not allowed to make moonshine in your basement.
Yeah.
So, like, and it's a plant that just, you can literally just, like, it just grows everywhere. It doesn't really care. You can throw it on the side of the highway and it grows. Like, Indiana had a big issue with that. They called it ditch weed because it literally grew on the, like, the sides of the highways and the ditches. But people just toss shit out the window and it was able
to survive.
Yep, just take root. It's a plant. It's just doing its thing. It's like, it's not trying to hurt anybody.
And that's the thing, like, you know, with cannabis, it's not, you know, this isn't cocaine. This isn't LSD. This isn't something that's like artificially created. This is literally just something that you just see on the side. You could see on the side of the road, as you're saying, and just, oh, let me just try this out real quick.
It's just a plant, smelling funky plant. That's all it is. And like, people were so afraid of it for so long.
Why do you think it's still not legal?
Honestly, religious ideas.
Religious ideas? Yeah. I know I've heard, like, throughout my life, some people refer to cannabis as, like, the devil weed.
Like devil's lettuce or something.
Devil's lettuce, like, yeah.
I'm like, so.
But, like, why? I don't, like.
I think it's just fear and ignorance.
Fear and ignorance.
Ignorance breeds fear because, like, if you don't know anything about something, you're, like, kind of geared to be kind of afraid of it. You're like,
oh my gosh, yeah, that's very
like,
true.
It's just the fear of the unknown. And so if you don't know anything about it and then somebody else is telling you, hey, this is some demon shit, like, you're probably going to be more inclined to be like, okay, I don't really want to mess with that.
And then you're just going to label that as being demon shit for the rest of your life.
Right, for no reason other than somebody happened to tell you that you actually have no experience with it.
Yeah, you haven't done your own research, you've never experimented with it, you haven't even looked at it up close. Like
you've never been around people using it. Like, you think that people are, like, literally, like, shooting each other and just, gang nonsense, violence over some weed. No, that is not how it is.
Yeah, right? And that's the thing, and I know, like, there have been several, like, acts proposed already in the government to try and make it legal. I know there are a couple of states right now that already have illegal, like Colorado, California. And the thing is like, a lot of those businesses that are within those states where it is legal can't really pick up until it becomes federally legal.
Because
that's the issue. Like, banks will not back you if it's for an illegal substance. So there's just so much just, like, waiting for, banking on cannabis to be finally federally legal.
See, like, I feel like the first step and the best thing to do would just be, like, the decriminalization of it, because there's so many people that are incarcerated over some, like, nonsense stuff, like, oh, they had a couple grams of weed on them or just anything, and they go to jail for an inordinate amount of times for nothing.
Oh my gosh.
And like, so if you decriminalize weed and all those people that are just incarcerated for no other reason, nonviolent, like, they just had a bag of weed on them, basically.
Yeah.
All those people, we're not, like, paying for them to be in the prison anymore. That's, like, an entire sect of the population that gets to come out and help society by getting jobs again.
Yeah, right?
So, like,
like, our prisons are, like, overflowing with people that just had, as you said, a bag of weed on them.
Or, like, and they're not nonviolent offenders.
Yeah, right? So, and then, unfortunately, with how the system works, is, like, once you get into jail that first time, like, so many places are like, oh, well, you were in jail. Why would we hire you? We've done your background check. Like, why would we do that? And it's like, right. Oh, all I had was a bag of weed on me that...
Right, and, like, you got this perfectly normal, great candidate for a job, and he has this one silly stain on his record, and he can't get a job. And it's like, why? Like, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, right?
Like... Oh no, he smoked a plant. Jesus Christ, do you know how many people smoke cigarettes every day?
Oh my gosh, yeah, like, that's the thing, like, smoking cigarettes is just dramatically worse for you than smoking cannabis, but cigarettes is legal. You know, I've seen so many ads throughout my entire life just proving just how many chemicals are in cigarettes and how they just rip you apart,
right.
Like, especially your lungs.
Oh, goodness.
Oh my gosh. And, but, like, again, it's completely legal. Like, if cigarettes can be legal, and if alcohol can be legal, it's just ridiculous that we can't let cannabis be legal, especially when we know all the benefits it could have on society if cannabis was actually legal.
Here's a fun fact, like, death tolls from alcohol and pretty much every other drug are exponentially higher than any of the death tolls that have ever came from marijuana, which is zero.
Yeah, right?
So, like...
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, all the time we talk about drinking and driving, how much of that impact is on our society, and how there's just so many, you know, members of law enforcement in place to kind of fight that. If, you know, cannabis was legal and people were, like, actively involved in it, you know, that's going to become a straight competitor with alcohol. You know, like, cannabis, alcohol, they're kind of like replacements for each other. People that do cannabis Well, sorry, it can be more than a replacement for alcohol. A lot more than that. But I guess I'm thinking about it from more just the social aspect of it. But like, so the people that do the cannabis, they're going to be less inclined to want to drive because cannabis kind of makes you calm down.
Yeah, you're more inclined to sit on the couch and just have a good time, watch a movie.
Yeah, right? And even if you are driving while high, you're way better than someone who's on alcohol.
Yeah, I still don't recommend driving under the influence. Because, you know, that just it just makes it less safe and you don't want to hurt anybody else or yourself, so... Yeah, but at the same time, it is definitely like if you're blitzed on some, you just had some time smoking, you're way safer than you are if you're just poisoning yourself with alcohol, you know, like to the point where you're blacking out, you can't see anything.
Oh my gosh, yeah, like alcohol is literal poison you're putting into your body, and cannabis, and even if like let's say like you don't like the concept of smoking cannabis.
Which is fine.
Which is completely fine. There's other alternatives, like edibles that you can consume.
Yeah, you can eat it, and you don't need nearly as much. So
yeah, and that totally bypasses the whole like smoking something issue. So then you're just consuming something just like how you're consuming alcohol, but now you just have the effects of the THC in your system.
And other cannabinoids as well, because it's not just THC that has beneficial effects. Like CBD has good effects, or THCA3. There's so many different variations of the chemical inside the plant that have different effects on your brain and different effects on certain parts of your body, which is pretty wild. So, like CBD, like it's like antipsychotic, so it helps you chill out. It helps nerve damage. It helps with anti-inflammatory things. Like, it's just wild. And then THC, it helps with, like, I don't know, you're having seizures. It, like, calms that shit down somehow. I don't know. I don't know the functions and how it works, but it does. Like, people with Parkinson's and stuff, they'll smoke a little bit of marijuanas, and, like, you can, in real time, visibly see their symptoms, like, lessen. So it's doing something.
Wow.
So like all of our little cannabinoid receptors in our brain that we were born with are just accepting the CBD, THC onto the receptors, and it's putting something there that people with, you know, Parkinson's or whatever, something that they're lacking, it helps by giving it to them, and it helps them function normally, which is amazing. And we haven't found really any like other drugs that do that. It's just this plant and smoking weed, which... kind of it's so weird. It needs so much more research, and like there's never ever going to be more research to this wonderful medical like phenomena if it stays classified as a class 1 drug.
Yeah, right. It makes it so hard to gain that knowledge.
Like you can't. It's damn near impossible to get a research study approved because it's considered a class 1 drug.
Yeah, it's like our government has just completely blacklisted this thing. Like, absolutely not. Fuck no. Like, we are not going to consider this at all.
And
screw your research. Screw you, your ideas, and how it could possibly help people. This is just bad.
Right. And, like, so, like, it could... honestly, it could be a pharmaceutical alternative for so many different people. So, like, you can see that as a threat to that business. And, like, you know, pharmacy is just...
But to go with that, like you would think, like, you know, America is all about capitalism. Like that's our forte. Like
right.
In that sense, then that gives them even more incentive to bring this in.
Right. It's it's about capitalism. So everybody who's already in power with their like their methods are like, yeah, no, we can't have them come in and beat us. Like it's a competition. So like the people that are already winning don't want the marijuana advocates to win.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, like, it's like capitalism is a competition.
Yeah.
So, like, it's incentive. It's such a good incentive. But then again, it's terrifying for the people that already are at the top of the mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the people that are at the top of the mountain that have all the money that can...
They're like, crap, now we have to, like, restructure our entire business model.
Well, I would think, like, you know, companies that do create, like, pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. You know, let's say, you know, cannabis becomes legal. Some startup starts something to make this... like their own pharmaceutical thing. Those pharmaceutical companies, those big dogs, will more than likely just buy out the startup and just be like, cool, we're just going to absorb you because you took the risk. We've learned that it's incredibly successful. Now you're part of us. And then they can take all those gains. Like that's my thought on it. Like,
I remember
I was talking to somebody who works at PepsiCo, and I was like curious, like, oh, has there been any like research into like you know, mixing like CBD into soda? I know I was reading some articles several years back about how there was some research going on in that area. And he was just like, oh, well, right now we aren't focusing on that. Our main way of thought when it comes to cannabis, THC, CBD, all of that is we're going to wait for some startup to take that risk, try it out, see how it goes. And if they're successful, we'll just simply buy them out. Because we're at that point right now where we do so well, we don't need to think of new innovative things. We'll just buy out whoever thinks of the new innovative thing, and now they're us.
Capitalism. Goodness.
Thus retaining all the power. But hey, this is really, really good. I'm going to give us a really quick short break here to share a quick message from us. Hey, didn't see you there. So I've got one question for you. Do you hate ads? Oh, wow. Me too. Sounds like we already have a lot in common. Here on the General Knowledge Force, Shane and I are committed to a zero ad podcast platform. But in order to keep this up, though, we unfortunately do need your help. All that we humbly ask is that you like, follow, subscribe, and share to help us really get this podcast going. Now, if you want to go a step further and become a super duper awesome pants, consider becoming a patron on our brand new Patreon. Here, you can get access to our official Discord server, have live chats with Shane and of course, vote on the next topic in our podcast. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Now let's get back to it.
All right, and we are back. Man, Shane, Shane and I just took some time to just watch a video over cannabis and Parkinson's disease, and I am just so blown away right now. Shane, what do you have to say about it?
So, like, I don't know, man. So, Parkinson's, and just watching the effect and how quickly it has beneficial effects on somebody who's suffering from Parkinson's disease, and it's kind of amazing because within, like, what 4 minutes, 5 minutes, not even, he went from severe symptomatic issues where he was, like, his nerves were firing every which way, he couldn't even, like, talk, he couldn't even lay down, relax, and a few minutes later, he was just in chill zone. Like,
yeah, it was crazy. It blew me away. I was like, this looks like just a normal person. Like, he doesn't seem like he has any issues speaking complete sentences, asking like standard questions, like just standing there. Like,
his hands weren't shaking.
No,
like,
no.
It's so crazy to see and like witness it.
Yeah. I remember just being in this, like, if I was someone just that has walked into this room and saw this guy, I'd be like, oh yeah, he's just like everybody else. No big deal. So, like, things like that, it just shows, like, how much of a breakthrough cannabis really is. How, like, from a health perspective, it can really just completely change the game for a lot of people. And it's just so unfortunate that right now, since it is a federally illegal drug, we can't do the extra research to fully prove everything, thus making it so we can't medically induce everyone with this.
Right. So, like, as of right now, everything is anecdotal, so... This is why it's so important for us to get the research done, because it can have such good benefits for anybody that's suffering these issues. But then again, it's not a cure-all. So, you know, like people with schizophrenia or other types of mental issues like that, or psychosis, anything that's psychoactive or anything like that, THC in general, it's not good for you. It is not good for anybody who's prone to those types of issues, because it can exacerbate the issues. And this is why the research needs to get done.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's so important, because like it could potentially help so many different people. And as of right now, they're all suffering.
Yeah. like I remember reading some article about how like some elderly were so upset, really wanted to have some THC, some cannabis available to them legally, because without it, they just feel horrible. Like, it's just, they just have to deal with the pain just constantly, but having that THC in their life just makes it a little bit easier.
Right. It helps with just soreness, just having a bad day. It makes you feel better. Like, there's so many, like, little minor benefits that it could help with your just quality of life, especially in your old age when you're aching constantly from, you know, being alive for so long.
Yeah. So. And let's get into this a little bit. You know, like, you know, there are, rather than just being like one just simple cannabis strand, it turns out there's several strands cannabis.
There's so many different. It's like artificial selection in breeds of dogs. It's the same exact concept,
but so, in cannabis and hemp.
Absolutely. So like what they've done is they've taken all these different phenotypes of, you know, like genetical expressions and crossed them and eventually came out with all these different breeds, we could say, of the cannabis flower. Mm-hmm. And they all have different varying levels of the cannabinoids in them. Some of them are extremely high in CBD and have no THC. And then there's the adverse of that. They have extravagantly high THC and psychoactive compounds in it and damn near no CBD.
Yeah.
It's just like tailored to what we want it to have.
And that's really the beauty of it. Like, let's say you're someone who wants to try cannabis, but you've heard that it makes you hungry. It makes you want a snack. Well, there's actually strands out there that will suppress that hunger.
Yes.
So it actually counters that. And you can really like mix and match. It's crazy. You can go into any like legal cannabis store right now, like in Seattle, California.
Illinois, anywhere that's legal. Literally, they'll have like a connoisseur come out and explain each different one to you to a T, what it does, it's like just everything, what it treats, just what it's good for, you know, they'll just give you the full rundown.
Yeah. And when it comes to strands, you tend to be able to generalize them in three different ways. One is an indica strand. So indica is more for, let's say you want to sleep better at night, kind of makes you calm down, kind of go into what we said earlier about makes you want to just lie on the couch and just watch the movies. You also have your sativa strand. This is a very high energy strand. Really gets you going, gets you pumped. You probably would have this probably at the beginning of your day to really get you going.
Yeah, just a little, little toasty here, boom. Then float on through the day, have a good old time.
Yeah,
like it's not like impairing. Yeah.
And then the third one is actually a hybrid of the two. And with how much we've really been crossbreeding this plant like crazy, everything is really honestly some form of hybrid. It's more just like, oh, this is 90% sativa, 10% indica.
Right, like which one's dominant?
Yeah, right. Just because, again, we've crossed it so much. And
we found that literally each one of these different types of marijuana treat different things, which is extremely interesting and warrants more research. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was even reading that in order for us to like produce more cannabis, more marijuana, we actually sexually upset them. Like we intentionally is all like the female strand, like the female plant itself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't match them up with the males, thus they create more.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So like the type of plant they are, like they have like a male plant and a female plant, so like they're not heterosexual. My brain's not working. It's still not the correct term though for botany, let's say. All right. But basically one flowers and like produces the buds, and that's the smokable part of the plant, and then the male plant just basically produces pollen, and so they have like little crappy little seed pod, pollen pods, and you don't want the males to get into the females because it seeds them out and makes them rough, and it's not a good experience for somebody who wants to smoke cannabis.
Exactly. So if you just take all the females, put them all into one room, they'll just keep flowering and just continuing making and generating.
And just flower. So that's one of the big reasons why it was illegal in the first place, because it was damn near impossible to regulate tax-wise.
Oh, okay.
Because literally anybody could grow it. Anybody in their backyard, and then have damn near an infinite source from their backyard.
True. Because even if you just have the female, you can just like cut off part of the female, put it into the ground, and then you have two plants.
Just clone it. Bam. Boom. Root it up. Because plants are crazy. Plants are insane living beings. So like, I see where they were like kind of afraid, like, oh crap, we're not going to make any money. But like, why classify it as a Schedule I drug and like just like, we're making this plant that just grows naturally in our country, just everywhere. We're just going to, yeah, that's illegal now. Like, why does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a big no for whatever reason. It's, again, I think that they really originally made it illegal to just demonize, you know, the users,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately,
you know, they were like, oh, they're unproductive or something, like, I don't know.
It was probably a race thing too.
Maybe, who knows? Yeah, well, the fucking history of this country, damn.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, just the upper class trying to find a way to control the lower class, right, and just gaining more power. Now, amongst all these different, these, you know, indica, sativa, and hybrids, there are several strands that have their own unique name to identify them. A really popular one is Blue Dream. You can ask any big cannabis person ever. Blue Dream is like their number one. Then you can also look into, was it Tutti Frutti?
It's all Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti is another one that has like a purple color on the plant.
It's so funny because like usually they're green, yet it was dark purple with orange little hairs, and it was just very interesting, pleasing to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
But it had its own aroma and it had its own effects, so it was very interesting to say the least.
Yeah, and then another strand, White Widow.
There's so many, and there's so many different, like, names and funny names that are just silly, but...
Like, Girl Scout Cookies is one of them.
Right. or Headband, you know, there's
makes you feel like you're wearing a headband.
Right, so, like, they have all these funny names, I don't know, like... I think that's just like a marketable thing. Like, it's just to make it more marketable, more fun. To like, oh, I just got me some Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, you know, like. I think that's exactly right. Like, why not give it a fun name so people are more encouraged to buy it?
Like, fair enough.
No one wants to buy strand number three.
Or strain three, Demon Juice.
So, yeah, like, right? Whoa! Like, oh my gosh. I bet if it was just like strain, then the number, it'd be like, oh, this is a little sketch. Why isn't there a name for this?
Like, it just seems like weird. It doesn't seem natural. Like, I don't know. Like, these names aren't natural, though, but whatever. Who cares? I think they're fun. And my favorite one was the Tutti Frutti. And it was a lovely thing to indulge upon whenever I had my shoulder surgeries, because I was in a hell of a lot of pain and I just sat there all day and just whined about my shoulder hurting. And I don't like taking like pain pills and all that, or any type of, or opioid painkiller, because they make me itch. They make me feel gross. They, like, after taking them for like a week, you like want to take them again. And after you're off of them, you're like, man, I really wish I could have had some of that. And it's just this awful experience, and like, you damn near get minor withdrawals off of like a week-long session of painkillers. It's like horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, so like, I just smoked the marijuana, like, it alleviated the pain just as well, did just fine. I felt good. I didn't feel fuzzy and gross and like just full nonsense from being on opiates. Like, it's just overall a much more pleasant experience compared to the opioid painkillers, because you just feel like you're there, you're not dependent on this new thing. After, like, you cycle off of it for a week, you don't, like, have more intense pain because your nerves aren't numbed from the opioids. So...
Oh, okay.
So, like, there's a lot more benefits to using it as, like, a pain-killing alternative after surgery and whatnot. And that's why I chose the Tutti Frutti, because it's an indica strain and it makes you want to chill and just like sit on the couch and go to sleep rather than be awake and want to do things all day and like focus on being hurt.
Yeah. That sounds so depressing. Oh my gosh.
Right. So like it was a good time, and like after everything healed up, I wasn't dependent on fucking painkillers and feeling like garbage all day because I didn't have painkillers. So that's my little story, and I'm an advocate of alternative painkiller medicines.
You, and I'm sure like thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the world that wish that they could just take it.
Oh, absolutely. Especially over that other nonsense. Well, especially if anybody in your family's had like issues with that kind of shit in the past, you don't really want to mess with opiates, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, well, I think we're about to hit our time limit. Shane, is there any little bits of knowledge you want to share before we end this session?
Anybody who uses marijuana is not necessarily an unproductive person. They just like to have a good time.
Fair enough. Absolutely.
I've seen some of the most productive people in my life who sometimes use cannabis on the weekends.
But
that's the way to do it. Don't overindulge. As long as you don't overindulge, you can always get shit done.
Treat it like how you would alcohol, you know?
Yeah, or treat it like that. Or, you know, treat it like cake. you can only have cake every once in a while.
Yeah. Don't let it define your life.
Absolutely. Do not let it define you. Don't let it become you. It's just a little piece in the puzzle that isn't necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and cut this for today. Thank you guys so much for spending some time with us. I know Shane and I absolutely love working on these podcasts. And we cannot wait to see you again next week.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful time.
All right. Bye-bye.